sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world, like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Before this show begins, I want to just let my listeners know that there are some technical difficulties on the line of my guest for this show, and this show is so important and it's thrilling, actually. And I just want you to know to listen carefully. There wasn't anything I could do about some of the difficulties in the editing. Sit back and enjoy. You won't be disappointed, even if there's a little bit of garble.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a program about sex and happiness. And I am always hoping that this program is making your sex and your happiness expand. If you're not expanding as a result of this show, I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't know what you're doing. So hopefully you are listening and learning and expanding your capacity for joy in your life, which incorporates sex and happiness in a very big way. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you don't have a partner. I really don't care if this is all just about you. I still want you to expand, and using your sexual energy will increase your happiness. By this time, I think you ought to trust me on this. So today, this part of the show is brought to you by Zestra, a female enhancement product. And I'll be telling you a little bit more about Zestra a little later on in the segment. Well, I want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the age of today, which I'm going to refer to as the age of rubber protection. And this is an age where, since the AIDS scare and all the other scares that people have had, they're so reactionary in their sexuality. People are so frightened, and it's suppressing them even more, it seems. And people are moving from only one partner to only one partner, and I hope they're asking people what their sexual history is and if they have history of anything. But I don't know if they are. I intuit that people are rebelling against their own conservatism. And so I'm not sure how much they're using protection, and I'm hoping that they are. My guest today has a knack of making using protection pleasant for you, and also socially conscious. So I want to introduce Melissa White. She's the CEO of Lucky Bloke, the ultimate condom service, where she happily leads the team that has carefully researched and hand-selected an international assortment of premium condoms and personal lubricants for one-time or recurring global delivery. The company is socially committed, and 10% of Lucky Bloke sales go to the urgent humanitarian causes on the planet. So, Melissa, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Well, thank you, Lori. It is such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's my pleasure to have you. And, you know, recently I heard about you. I was participating in a conference. It was the ISTA conference, the International School of Temple Arts conference, that was in Arizona as recently as the beginning of May,
right,
in 2012. And in the goodie bag, I got this adorable postcard with a man surrounded by three women. When I turned it on the other side, it had LB with some wings. And I said, what is this? And then I looked in the package, and there were like three or four interesting looking condoms, ones I had not seen or used before. And then there were a couple of different kinds of lube. And I said, I want to have these people on my show. How'd they get this idea? So mostly there's one condom or one lube being promoted by people. And this, it seems like you're not prejudiced against one or the other, but your intro, it said hand-picked. So how did you come up with the idea?
Well, at Lucky Bloke, what we're so proud about is that we have hand-picked or very thoughtful assortment of the very best condoms and lubricants from across the globe. And that means that we have condoms from Germany, Sweden, Japan, Australia, and of course the United States, and we always look for the most innovative styles and brands to feature. Currently, condoms certainly have a very bad rap, and most often people are very hesitant. It's a love-hate relationship with condoms. They know that they need to use them, and
they hate it.
Yeah, there's no way to really sugarcoat that, is there? And so, you know, what we began to learn, though, is that sometimes it was due to the fact that people were using, most times we found out that the people that really dislike condoms either are wearing the wrong size condom or using run-of-the-mill, lesser quality condoms.
I just have to say that it was very much news to me that condoms came in different sizes. I remember the first time somebody I was with pulled out a Magnum. And I went, what's that? And he said, that's a large condom, very large. And I was like, really?
You know, it's very interesting. No one would wear the wrong size tennis shoe. You wouldn't be like, oh, I wear a size 8, but all I can get is a size 6. Often people have no idea, even men, that condoms come in multiple sizes. Back in middle school or high school, when we're all learning about condoms, typically it goes, wear a condom or die a condom, or you could get pregnant. And then they maybe pull out a banana and show you how to put a condom on, which makes a lot of those middle schoolers a little nervous seeing how large a banana is comparative to a middle school boy's penis, right? They never say how it's supposed to fit, or that it's supposed to, if it doesn't fit a certain way, perhaps it's the wrong condom for you. And what happens is, if your condom is not fitting properly, it is not providing the safety you need, and it's certainly providing the pleasure you need. I was very surprised to learn, when I was learning about condoms, not in school, but actually in exploring launching my business, that penises, you have 35% of men that actually require a slim fit or a snugger condom, and that's a pretty large percentage. And you have 50% of men who require a standard condom, and just 15% of men require a larger condom. Now, Trojan would like you to believe something else. They spend millions and millions of dollars to make you think that 85% of the planet should be wearing a Trojan Magnum. But I think that does a great disservice to people on a whole, and marketing often gets in the way of safety and, in the end, pleasure. If you're needing a slim fit condom, then a condom is going to be much too large for you. You're going to be slipping and sliding out of it. Who can be having any pleasurable thoughts when you're thinking, am I going to lose my condom inside of my partner? And this does happen. So it certainly detracts. And then if a man is wearing a condom that's too small, it is going to be constricting and restricting his blood flow, and it could break. So both of those paint a very poor picture for the lonely latex condom. So what we really need is to educate people so that they, especially women, because women are often the party that has to hear the man say, hey, we're monogamous, we've been tested, let's get off the condom and you can start taking the pill. And how many women are realizing that the pill is not the right solution for them? And I think that they feel somehow cornered into that occasionally. And they knew that they could instead help open the conversation with their lover about condoms and how condoms can fit and how condoms can feel pleasurable, I think it would empower a lot of women. So it's a lot of different conversations that I think we should be having.
Yes, it's amazing. And here we are, two women discussing condoms. I mean, this is unheard of in the old days. To women, I remember when I lived in Washington, D.C., I had three women housemates. And I used to just go to the store, and at the grocery counter, I would just have a whole box of condoms. I'd come home and I'd say, here, here, here. And they go, what are you doing? And I go, I know you're too chicken to buy condoms.
Oh, how?
But I'm buying these condoms for you because I don't want anybody getting STDs in this house, nor do I want anyone getting unnecessarily pregnant.
Sure, sure. And you know what's really, I hate to ever have to go into fear mode or talking about the dire situations, but I read statistics where they say that in the next 5 years, one out of two people at the age of 25 will have an STD and not even know it. It's just
OMG.
It's astonishing.
That's terrible. That's, oh my goodness. I mean, I know that the AIDS epidemic is a little bit down. I mean, I don't think we're just not hearing about it. I think people are living with AIDS, and I think the panic, the sheer panic of the 80s and 90s, some of that is over, but certainly the religious right has you know, made everything so conservative. I wanted to say a couple of things to you about this. The statistic is staggering. One in two people. And you mean boys or girls. It doesn't matter.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
I did a class with teenagers recently where I taught them about boundaries and tantra, like all the things they're not allowed to know about in school. In school, they just say no and whatever. And no one taught these kids. Here in Arizona, maybe in New York they teach them about bananas, but they didn't do that. So I did the banana demo with them, and I bought a variety. I bought all these different, I'm just telling you this because I think you'll think it's cute. I bought a variety of condoms in a variety of colors and flavors, and one of the condoms that I got, although I didn't realize it, was a glow-in-the-dark.
Right. We absolutely had a lot of fun.
So the kids, they were able to choose whichever condom they want, and they chose a banana, and then they all followed me, and they put the condom on the banana, and I showed them how to test the tightness and all this. And then they realized that one of them was iridescent and glowed in the dark. So about four boys, they held the banana over a light, and then they went into this closet room that's next to where I teach courses, and the banana, in fact, glowed in the dark. And then when they came out, the boy who had that particular banana and condom said, "Wow, if I had this, I would always know where my penis was."
That's pretty funny.
I know. It was so cute. He was like 14.
Right.
You know.
And I think it's very true that the conversation around being a teenager and condoms and safety happens in a way that you're not supposed to be having sex. We don't want to hear that you're having sex, but someday in the future, when you're having sex, use a condom. And it's an injustice to all of these children who are growing up not only with different stigmas, but also with a lack of education that is ending up getting a lot of people sick. And
well, you know, I just read something last night. A friend of mine sent me the magazine from Hippocrates Health Institute, which is located in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I've been there many times, and she always sends me things and when she's thinking of me, when she sees something. And so she sent me the magazine. The cover is dedicated to human sexuality.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yeah, it's called Healing Our World, Human Sexuality, which it really caught my eye. Almost every single article is about sexuality. And one of the things that's written by the Clements, which is, there are two doctors, Dr. Brian Clement and Anna Maria Clement, and they're the people who own Hippocrates. They say in, like, I don't know, the sixth paragraph, somehow we as parents think our children are not going to develop sex hormones. Thus, we do not help guide them in their sexual desires when they blossom. So it's not only are the schools doing kids a disservice, but parents are as well. So this complicates even you and I were talking about, which is there are some people who remember condoms like before birth control pills, like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, they don't want to, once they left condoms, they never wanted to go back to them, and everybody has had to go back to them.
Right.
No matter what they're doing, because it's not about birth control so much anymore, even though it is. It's really about prevention. Prevention.
It's,
you know?
It's really interesting. We're currently, Lucky Bloke is currently administering a global condom review. We have 800 participants in 28 countries, and it was began it because we wanted people to have a much larger variety of condoms. Just like you said, when you gave your condom sampler, there were all of these condoms that you never even heard of. And, you know, that certainly is that some of the best condoms made are either made in countries or are smaller brands or boutique brands, and people don't have a lot of access to them. Also, if you are in a brick-and-mortar retail store, you're going to see a very small selection of condoms, typically just Durex, Trojan, and some Lifestyles, and you certainly will not see a selection of smaller or slim-fit condoms. So all of a sudden, you have 35% of men who can't even buy the proper size condom in a normal store. And it's very tricky. I think a lot of people would be very surprised to learn that by exploring different condoms, they actually could find a condom that really was pleasurable to them. But it's a very personal preference. When I read through my reviews and I see one person who could be no more excited about a condom, let's say it's a Japanese thin condom, and they will say it's the best condom they've ever used in their lives. They didn't know a condom could be like this. It was like seriously like wearing almost nothing at all. And then one or two reviews down for the exact same condom, I'll have someone talking about how much they hated it. And and it really is mind-boggling about how personal it is. It's so many different details, from it fits, the way it feels. One partner, you may have one partner who loves a ribbed and studded condom, and then you may have another partner where that's not pleasurable at all. It's a very interesting science that I don't think a lot of people pay any attention to. But I am very confident that if you wear the proper size condom and you go through, and that's why our website is built the way it is, to help filter people intuitively through the process of selecting, let's say, 4 to 6 condoms that would be really right for them.
Yeah. We're going to stop there for a minute, because I actually want to find out more from you about how you got into this, and then what people can expect if they go to your website and some other things. Like, also, I want to talk a little bit about lubes, because that's just
fantastic.
As personal. Yeah. So we'll be right back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. I'm speaking with Melissa White, who is the CEO of Lucky Bloat.
So stay tuned.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Well, we're
back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today my guest is an interesting, very interesting woman named Melissa White, who's the CEO of Lucky Bloat, the ultimate condom service. And I don't know about you, but I'm in awe that a woman has chosen to be this universal global condom consultant.
It is funny, and had I ever had a looking glass, I would have never thought this was where I was going to end up. But sometimes your passions choose you, and I never thought I would get so excited about prophylactic sizes and safety. So There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I got to ask you this. When you were younger, like in your first sexual experiences, did you use condoms?
Well, yes, absolutely, because when I was younger, it was during the AIDS scare. And, you know, we've touched upon that today. And what was scary is how complacent people have become about condom use. And I do think it's because people with AIDS are managing their illness and are living longer. But what has happened, and, you know, people are starting to hear about this, is other STIs and STDs like chlamydia and gonorrhea, which used to be able to be treated with a couple of penicillins, now have virulent forms that cannot be treated at all, and people are suffering with them, having incredibly horrible side effects and sometimes even life-threatening diseases or life-threatening issues happen with these diseases. And the need for condoms is as great as it ever has been. And I think that we're going to have to bring the conversation back to the forefront before another epidemic like AIDS strikes. So
yes, I agree with you. I grew up at a time where it was important to wear condoms for birth control. And even then, I remember one of my first lovers using lambskin condoms, and they were interesting. And now we can't use those because they don't prevent.
Right. The lambskin condoms, while some couples that are monogamous do choose to use them as they prevent pregnancy, they will not protect you from STIs.
Right. And then there's the whole thing too about, I said right before we broke that I wanted to talk a little bit about lubricants. But before that, when you said, it's funny, you said you never expected that you'd be doing this. So how did this happen to you? How did a nice girl like you find yourself being the maven of condoms?
Well, you know, I wish I could go back and really put my finger on when it all happened. I know that I started doing some research. I actually have a teenage son.
Okay.
And, you know, I was doing some research and came across this fact that 80% of people use condoms incorrectly. And I thought to myself, I mean, they're pretty self-explanatory, don't they just roll on? But what they really meant was that people often not use them throughout the entire sex act, that people would not use them for every sex act, and would often put them on too late, take them off too early. And usually those reasons were because of discomfort and disliking condoms. They were too tight, or like we spoke, they could be too loose. And what I realized is that very few people are selling condoms as if condoms have a size or if condoms have a psychology behind them. Most people sell condoms like they're a ballpoint pen, one size fits all, you know, one color, circle, you know, and there you have it. And I see all over, you know, the internet, you have condom, like buy 100 condoms, just discounters. And it's really quite unfortunate because what's happening is it continues to propagate this myth that condoms have to be awful and condoms are uncomfortable because people are wanting to get them on the cheap. And what happens is for a dollar or two more, you can have a premium condom, and let's say it were even $5 more, which it typically is not. But let's say you had to pay $5 a week more for a better condom. Is everyone going to tell me that their sex life, having lousy sex, isn't worth, I mean, spending $5 more? It just seems like it's an area where people really, if they're educated and willing to spend the extra dollar or two, they're going to really improve the pleasure in their sex life. So
yeah, that point can't be underscored enough. So everyone out there, listen up. $5 more tops, you could be having great sex and not strangling yourself or taking the risk that you're going to slip out of your condom. What's the problem here?
And just go for it, exactly. But I do think that it's funny when you say your mission or what have you, did you ever think you'd be doing this? And I think like my mission has become, you know, send me all challenging cases. I will find a condom that you love. It's my own personal mission that all men and women have condoms that they enjoy. And who would have ever thought that?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's one of the most creative things I've ever heard. And I'm wondering about your son, who I hope he finds that his mother is a hero.
Well, I think my son usually is like, Mom, is it dinner time? I will say that he has made some offhanded comments about how cool his friends think I am. So I think me, you know, to have your mom be in the condo business probably is pretty cool if you're a teenage guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, the current condoms are nothing like what condoms were 10 years ago. You know, 10 years ago, condoms were very standard shaped. They were relatively thick. There was nothing special about them at all. And condoms now, manufacturing has come so far. And, you know, if you wanted like an exciting condom, you'd put in 2 quarters in the gas station bathroom and get like something with feathers on it or something. I don't know. Now, you know, condoms we carry at Lucky Bloke vary from ultra thin to pleasure shaped. There's all kinds of different shapes that can create different friction and different sensations. There's some really fabulous organic condoms that have natural extracts and are quite delicious, which is very helpful since people should be using condoms during oral sex. And who really wants to think about like a rubber latex glove or balloon in their mouth? Nobody. But, you know, Glide and One condoms both have some really fantastic flavors.
What was the second name? Glide and what?
Glide is an Australian brand, and One, just O-N-E, One condoms is an American brand with a lot of very innovative styles that are now available. We carry their whole line. So there's a lot of very interesting things. There's also condoms for men who have difficulty with arousal and, you know, premature ejaculation. So there's some fantastic condoms for that. And there's some condoms with pleasure lubricants that can really enhance the experience as well. So my main point is condoms are not what they were 10 years ago.
Right. Well, I have a Glide right in this package, so now I'm really excited.
I know. If it's the strawberry one, they're particularly nice. If not,
yes, it is.
All of the others are pretty great, too.
Okay, well, that's great to know. I'm very excited about you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and what you're doing and what motivated you to do it. And I said before, too, I never in my life thought this is what I was going to be doing. I never thought I was going to be a tantra master and I was going to be talking on the air about sex. I mean, my seventh grade guidance counselor did not tell my parents, your daughter is going to be a sex expert.
Sure, certainly.
It's just, it's what happened. It's a mother of invention. It came out of adversity. I used to be a government contractor and a private industry coach. And I decided to stop letting who was voted into an administration determine whether my income and my contracts were going to go up and down. And my hobby at the time was Tantra. And I said, do you know what? Sex always sells. I'm going to do this for my life.
How fantastic.
Yeah, we could actually thank George Bush, which is pretty funny.
Can we thank George Bush, right?
I don't thank him much at all, but he did one good thing by me.
Right. And the rest of the world for all of us who want happiness and sex and pleasure, right?
Exactly. You provide a unique thing called a condom, ultimate condom service. So what do you actually do there? So when people go to your website, they will take the mystification out of it.
Well, we provide education in a non-patronizing way so that people can actually select condoms that are right for them. Most often when you're in a store and you see a box of condoms, it's just competing orgasm, orgasm, logo, logo, color, color. You have no idea of what's really in the box. And we've tried to create a succinct description of each condom so you can get a sense if it would be perhaps right for you. I have to say that I think one of the best gifts someone can give themselves is to buy one of our condom samplers. They're offered in all 3 sizes, and I know sometimes people, if they're not sure what size they should wear, perhaps they think they might need a slim fit, but they normally buy a medium or a standard condom. They might want to buy 1 6-pack of each, so they'd have 6 condoms and really try out for themselves what feels right. It's almost like their own personal condom review, and they can also do that buying the medium condom and the large condom sampler and seeing it's just the ultimate condom sampler. And I think that really assists people in finding the condoms that they're really going to enjoy. Lori, I know you mentioned you wanted to talk about lubricant, and it's a really critical condiment to the whole condom story. So I think that we really should take a moment and talk about it. I found with my review that surprisingly, the majority of people do not use an additional lubricant to what comes on the condom. Now, it's a little surprising to me because what I know about the condom industry is that condoms, when they're manufactured, they're rolled up very tight, they're slipped into their foil, and then a squirt of lube is put in the package and the package is sealed. What that does is it certainly doesn't lubricate the entire condom, and the base of the condom is often completely without lubrication, which could be very unpleasant and very unsafe. When a condom is properly lubricated, there's less of a chance of breakage, and there's a lot more comfort for the woman in particular, but also for the man. If you were to think of sliding across your knees on a latex floor, you would think, oh, how unpleasant, your knees would probably stick. Well, that's the same thing if you're going to use basically a dry condom. So becoming friendly with lubricant and becoming knowledgeable about lubricant is really going to increase in your enjoyment and pleasure and safety.
Now, one last thing here about that, because there are lubricants that do not work with latex.
Yes, there are some lubricants that are not condom friendly or condom safe. They usually have an oil base. I will say that every lubricant we sell is either water-based or silicone-based or a water-silicone hybrid, and they are all safe for condoms. We would never sell a lubricant that was not condom safe on our site. And there again, if people are interested in sampling some different lubricants, I would suggest our Ultimate Lubricant Sampler, which gives you 6 different lubricants in small foil packages, similar to the size of a condom package. So it's kind of a 1 or 2 session packet, kind of an overview and help you to find out what kind of lube you like.
That makes tremendous sense. It makes really good sense that people shop around for this kind of variety and choose less from ignorance, which is just going to the drugstore and arbitrarily buying something, versus being a gourmet like people are with chocolates and wines.
Yes, and you know, I think that the one thing I want people to come away with is if you're using a condom and it's only satisfactory to you, you're using the wrong condom. And if you continue to explore condoms almost like lovers until you find the right one, you just keep going until you find the one that goes, wow, I didn't know condoms could be like this. And if you take a shortcut, you come visit us at Lucky Bloke and you start with a sampler. And I think it will cut a lot of the work out in you buying multiple boxes. I also want to point out that we do ship globally, and it's only $2.50 no matter where you live on the planet. So it's a very affordable way to experiment and explore condoms and lubricants.
So what you're saying is anywhere on the planet that someone lives, after they pay the price for either a subscription service where they get different condoms delivered every month, or they do a one-time order for a sampler, that no matter where they are on the planet, it's only $2.50 to have it shipped.
Yes, that's exactly what I am saying. You can either buy as much product as you want from us for a one-time sale, or if you already know what condoms you love and you want to just count on them arriving every month and not having to hassle with it, you can also sign up for that, and it's just $2.50.
Wow, that's amazing. Thanks so much for doing what you're doing. It's unique, it's needed, it's necessary, it's discreet, it's private, it's not, if you don't want it to be, it's whatever you want it to be.
It is, and the one thing I did want to sneak in is that if you have, we have a free concierge service where if you contact us at our email or you can use the contact form on our website, luckybloke.com, or just getlucky@luckybloke.com. That's our general email address. We have a concierge who will lead you through the process of selecting the condoms that are right for you without you even having to make a purchase from our site, because it is really important that people are aware wearing the right condom and that they're enjoying it.
That's so great. Well, thank you so much. Let me just spell lucky bloke for people, because not everybody knows the word bloke. So it's lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, which I think most people know that word, bloke, bloke.com, or get lucky at luckybloke.com.
Perfect.
Well, you know, Melissa, I wanted to know some more about the humanitarian efforts that your company donates 10% of your earnings to humanitarian efforts. Like what?
Well, this is one of my favorite things about our business. And what it is when you make a purchase, you, at the end of your purchase, after your checkout, you can select the 10% of your sales to go to one of three causes. Currently, we are featuring Charity Water, which is a clean water humanitarian effort, UNICEF, and the It Gets Better Foundation. So those are three very important groups doing critical work to help humanity. And it's very exciting to me that 10% of our sales can support that. It's not like 1% of our profits or some, you know, number that's not transparent. It's right 10% off.
Well, I know what UNICEF does, because UNICEF has been around for a very long time with the United Nations, and it's always served really good humanitarian causes all over the world.
Especially for children in third world situations. And that's one of the things, you know, you select charities that would like to resonate deeply with people and that aren't going to be terribly controversial, because I'm just trying to do good, you know. And
yeah,
the It Gets Better Foundation is a wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What is that?
And it helps at risk gay youth or questioning youth, and lets them know that it provides crisis intervention and advocacy and public education about how their lives will get better if they can just make it through and hang in through these teen years, which are often very difficult for everybody, but particularly difficult for gay, bisexual, or questioning youth.
Yes, I imagine it's painful. I mean, also youth who might want a sex change and trying to convince their parents. And
I can't
all this kind of
imagine.
Thing.
I mean, being a teenager is so hard as it is, but to go
it
through
is.
All these other things, yeah, absolutely.
You're very inspiring. I need to say that to you. And I love this unique perspective that you've taken. So it's encouraging to people to be unique anyway.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for your very flattering words. You know, often you feel like you're working in a vacuum because you're not out there always talking to people. You're trying to make things happen and get the word out where you can.
Thank you, Melissa, for being my guest today. I so appreciate you. And I'm excited. I'm excited that I have this little sampler, and I'm now going to consider bigger samplers. Why not?
Well, fantastic, Lori. Thank you so much. Getting the word out is the most important thing, and I appreciate you helping to do that.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Okay, everybody, stay tuned, because in the next segment,
I'm going to be talking about some keys to sexual vitality for your life, for all of your life.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Lori Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey all, want to have a real adventure this year? I, Lori Handlers, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India from November 19th to December 1st, 2012.
You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience the sacred Lake of Pushkar and visit the pink city of Jaipur. Then at dawn, from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. Then you'll see Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment as well. And then you'll explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples in Khajuraho. You'll have ample opportunity to see these world-renowned temples up close, and you'll even get to meditate inside. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paragonj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, I'll be teaching tantric techniques and principles, and I promise that you will shift your consciousness and come closer to attaining your spiritual goals. For more information about the tantric tour to the heart of India, call me at 202-686-7440. That's 202-686-7440. Or write to me, Laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. You can find out everything you want to know at butterflyworkshops.com, Tantric Tours. Please note that no previous experience of Tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India, and I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist. Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I just loved that last part of the show. It was so informative, and I love her idea of sending these condoms out, all these samples of condoms, once a month if you subscribe, kind of like a magazine, or just getting one packet of them. At any rate, I learned a lot. I didn't know all that. That was very eye-opening. And I want to talk now a bit about how you could sustain lifelong sexual vitality, like how you could keep your sexual being going no matter how old you get. And I think it's really important to talk about it, so I'm going to give you some keys about this, because there is something that an older teacher of mine, he said, I learned a lot from, named Barry Long, said, and that is, in order to make love, you've got to make love. And that may sound redundant to you, but what it really means is, if you want to make love, let's say use love as a metaphor, you want to make love on the planet instead of war, then what you need to do is actually make love. And so many people don't make love anymore. They don't have time for sex, or they're having too much sex, but it isn't making love. You know, there's a lot of controversy about sex and love, but it's really, really important that you put time aside in your week to make self-love, that's like having sex with yourself, or make love with someone, with your partner or a partner. Choose somebody and have a practice partner. Some of the people that I know call it practice partnership. Somebody that you can trust your body with and your soul with. And they're not necessarily your partner, like your lover for life or your soulmate, but you're practicing being physical and connecting the dots between your body and your mind and your spirit in actually using your sexual self, your sexual being. So let me tell you some of the points. First of all, healthy sex is a potent medicine. I don't know if you know this or not, but when you're first having a new sexual partner, you have so many healthy hormones flying through your blood and T cells that you almost never get a cold or the flu in the early stages of relating. And this is because your body is firing full speed all the things that it needs to ward off anything that's like a flu or a cold. And so you're really in a healthy, healthy state of mind. So you want to be encouraging yourself and finding any way possible to stimulate these hormones and oxytocins in your brain and bring yourself your own peace, your own peacefulness, and having the chemical cocktail that's necessary for great health racing through you, racing through your blood and your brain. The second point is that desire starts in your mind. It's especially true for women that the only way that they can be seduced is really to be thinking about, teased about, anticipating, lingering over, romanticizing about all these things that women do. I'm not saying men don't do them at all, but women are extreme in this case. It's really, really important to have your mind stimulated so that you have desire. And for men, it's important too, although with men, it can sometimes be more physical. Like something could happen, a person can walk by, men can get an instant erection without thinking too much about it. I must have said this once or twice on the show before, but it's a factoid, little known factoid. Men take approximately 1 minute to get warmed up to want to be touched directly on the genitals, while women take, on the average, 25 minutes to warm up. So I can't stress enough how important it is to have the mind stimulated so that there's an ample amount of desire there within you. The next thing I want to mention is it's really important to express your sexuality. I think I kind of alluded to that just in the last thing I was saying. It's healthy, it's proper, it's important, it's vital, and it's your freedom, it's your right to express, to fully express yourself sexually. And you need to find a way to do this, whether you're married or in a coupledom with a partner. You need to find a way to express yourself sexually. It could be in your dress. It could be in your creativity, the things that you create, like drawings or poetry or what have you. And it also could be, just as I mentioned before, in the act of self-love. This is really critical to your health and well-being and to long life sexual vitality. Also, you want to channel sexual energy in your mind. It's not a new concept at all that you want to focus on it. You want to learn techniques that help you climax more fully, expand. One of the things that I like to teach people in my courses is how to expand themselves to receive more. For men, I usually teach them how to postpone ejaculation, or it's called in a nicer way, ejaculation choice, so that they can receive over time instead of simply going for the goal and releasing, having a sexual release in 5 to 7 minutes. Men actually can go for hours if they learn how to choose and then let their body take over. For women, I like to have women self-pleasure and expand themselves to more and more heightened arousal, more and more feelings of receiving and going higher and higher in their peaks, and then orgasming and orgasming and orgasming, rather than feeling like they have to hurry and shut down. So if you're a woman, you want to start to work with yourself and allow yourself to get bigger and bigger and expand more in your body. And for men, I want you to learn to choose whether or not you're going to have a climax with an ejaculation at any time, and whether you'd be willing to see what it's like to let yourself go and pull the energy up and keep recirculating it until it really is time to either choose to ejaculate or not. These are things that you can learn that are very important to your sexual health. Everything I'm talking about is important to your health overall, not only your sexual health. Actually, I just want to say that your sexual health is a major factor and a major part in your overall physical health. Quietly kept secret. Most religion and state would like to, and I don't know, authority would like to put that fact away and not have us know about that at all. And so it's robbing us of our vitality in a certain way. And I don't want any of this to sound mystical to you. Anybody can do this. Anybody can teach themselves this. And you can raise sexual intercourse to a very sacred place. I know I've talked about it a lot on this show. Many of my guests have talked about it, and I'm restating it here because I want it to be more middle of the road and more mainstream and regular for you, natural for you, something you do as part of your daily regimen or your weekly regimen, just like you would exercise or just like you would eat healthy food, having healthy and regular sex. And sacred sex is vital to your life. I want you to also focus on prolonging your sexuality. There's a lot of myths out there that say when you're older, you're not going to desire sex. Actually, they say that a lot about women, that women lose their sexual drive. And that's a real myth. And it's crazy. And I want you to know this. The truth is that women peak in their sexuality when they're in their 30s and 40s. So for women to peak in their 30s and 40s means they have a whole long future ahead of them. They can keep desiring sex and have a voracious sexual appetite well into their life, like in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and even 90s. And because I believe in more life than that, I feel that women can be sexually active into their hundreds. Now, men usually peak in their sexuality in their 20s. So that means that men have to do something about keeping their sexual being alive. I know it's thought often that men are more sex hungry and horny than women, but it is not true. It's simply a myth. And so men need to look at ways besides Viagra. I'm not talking about that, but ways to keep themselves sexually healthy. And the things I'm talking about where they could prolong intercourse or practice ejaculation choice, these things keep them more sexually healthy. Also, men need to be stimulated on their prostate gland, both from the inside and out in the perineum, because men disown this part of themselves. They're scared to have pleasure there, especially if they're homophobic, which most straight men are. And so they need stimulation there, because when they own that part of themselves again, they can prevent prostate cancer. So there's just another health benefit altogether of having a lot of sexual activity, which is conscious and healthy and making sure that it contains the connection of the body, mind, and spirit in the body. The point I'm getting at here is that we need to normalize, I don't like the word normal, but normalize our feelings and our thoughts and our beliefs about sex. Until we really resolve our personal issues that surround sex and intimacy, we'll never be free. And by the same token, we'll never really gain the level of health that we deserve. It just goes hand in hand to have great feelings and sensations in the body at the same time as having really good feelings about ourselves and having great sex with ourselves or with a partner is one of the ways and a main way to maintain ourselves, maintain our integrity with ourselves, maintain the inhabiting of the beautiful bodies that we own. Just want to leave you with the notion that if you have very little sex, the less sex you have, the less sex you will have. It's kind of the opposite. If you want to make love, you have to make love. If you don't have sex in any way, shape, or form, then your capacity to have sex and your ability to have sex become less and less and less. And then it becomes necessary to actually turn yourself on, which I think people should do anyway. I don't think the partner should necessarily be responsible for turning us on. I think we are responsible for our own turn on and our own orgasms. So I'm asking you, I'm demanding that you, I'm urging you to take charge of your life in this particular way. Take charge of your sexuality. Take charge of your body functioning, your neurons firing, the oxytocins and the testosterone shooting through your body. All of this makes you feel good. And it was meant to be, or else it wouldn't be. And I encourage you to start today. After all, this is Sex and Happiness. And this is Laurie Handlers, your main advocate for sex and happiness.
I'm speaking today with Bonnie Gale, who is the co-creator of Sex Butter, a wonderful new female enhancement product that can be used by females and males. So tell me a little bit about Sex Butter. How did you get the name Sex Butter?
The Sex Butter, the product itself, actually looks and feels like butter and melts into your skin just like butter does when you touch it. And it's for sexual enhancement and lubrication. So I wanted something really direct that let people know what it was about.
Well, it sounds absolutely yummy.
It is.
Does it smell yummy? Does it have a taste and a smell to it?
Yeah, it smells like dark chocolate mint, which I think is pretty yummy. And the taste of it, it has a kind of like a taste like coconut oil.
Oh, but the smell sounds wonderful. Dark chocolate and mint. How wonderful is that? When people use Sex Butter, what can they expect? Like, what can the woman expect? We'll start with her.
Okay, I apply it internally onto the vaginal walls and the G-spot area as well as the clitoral area. And it really makes internal orgasms easy and effortless. I mean, the sensation is just amazing. And there's a little surprise that comes out for those men who are not used to their women having internal orgasms that can be accomplished with Sex Butter.
I like the idea of a surprise.
So do the men.
If men use it alone, is that okay too?
Oh, yeah, they can definitely use it alone. And the really amazing thing for men, they feel sensation even after they have orgasm. So the recovery time is really shortened big time.
It sounds like everybody should try Sex Butter, don't you think?
I think everybody should try Sex Butter.
How can people get Sex Butter? How can they order it?
We have Sex Butter in 1 ounce jars. It looks like a high-end eye cream, so people don't have to be embarrassed when they order it. It doesn't look sleazy or porn-like. So have little travel packs that people can take along. They can actually, each one can be used like up to 3 times.
How can they find out about it?
www.sexbutter.net.
Sounds terrific. Thank you so much, Bonnie Gale.
Thank you.
This is Laurie Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness. I can't wait to be with you next time when I'll be interviewing another amazing expert on sex and happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Laurie's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-